We saw Pope Benedict's predecessor fight on through failing health. So what is the precedent for a pope not taking that route and deciding to resign?
Well, the clear precedent is that of Celestine V, who was pope for a few months in 1294. And he had been a recluse, a hermit, very, very holy fellow, whom the cardinals had turned to in a sort of desperation at a difficult time and elected him pope. He was utterly unprepared for the position, was overwhelmed by it, and the papacy lapsed very quickly into chaos and factional fighting. So he resigned, indicating that he was incapable of discharging the burdens of that office. So that's the clear precedent. And it's interesting that Benedict XIII seems to have a veneration for Celestine V. He visited his tomb, I think, three times.
Hmm.
But that's the clear one. Now you also hear, I see it in the press all the time now, another precedent, more recent, that's the one that's referred to as around 600 years ago, of Gregory XII, who resigned in 1415. I myself do not think that that is an accurate precedent. Gregory XII was, in fact, a claimant to the papal office at a time when there were two other claimants, so that his title, the legitimacy of his title to the papacy, is questionable.
And is there any sense that the selection now in this interregnum will have any of the turmoil you've mentioned existing in the 1200s and then 600 years ago?
Well, that's a very good question. This is very hard to call. The situation is more or less unprecedented. In the modern period, certainly it's not unprecedented. It comes at a time of deepening crisis in the church at large, both in relation to the moral stature of the hierarchy and indeed of the papacy in the context of the spreading stain of issues pertaining to child abuse and concealment of child abuse within the church. But also, I gather, although I'm no expert on the Roman court, the curia, considerable administrative confusion. This past pope has been seen, he's a very good scholar and an impressive man in that way, but as a poor manager. So there are a combination of things that have gone wrong, and it's going to be a very difficult. Whether it would involve turmoil, I can't guess at that. It may involve a protracted electoral process.
But Benedict is not being deposed and is ostensibly going to play some role in the selection of the next pope. Will he have a role as Pope Emeritus?
No. He will become, again, Cardinal Ratzinger. The age for participation in a papal election is 80, so he doesn't have a vote. The issue that's the cause of speculation is whether he will exert influence from the sidelines or whether people will seek him out for his views. I think the proper posture he should adopt would be to keep his mouth shut.
You know, this has been a difficult time in the church for most of the last decade. As you alluded to before, we've had the sex abuse scandals really rocking the church. And with now Benedict's resignation, how would you judge his roughly 8 years as pope? I mean, is it an unfinished record? Is it a poor record? Or how would you judge him?
It's a very uneven record. He may have a sort of tin ear for publicity. He's a very smart man. I think one of the most distinguished popes intellectually for a long time. But, you know, he got himself into trouble with a lecture he gave in Germany that caused fury in the Muslim world. He may have handled other things badly. He's under intense criticism for not having intervened more forcefully in the matter on the handling by the bishops of the sexual abuse scandal. He's portrayed as being too willing to pursue business as usual. So, and he may not have succeeded in getting the Vatican bureaucracy under control. There are, of course, many factional things that go on there. And so it's not an impressive performance. I think in his writing and spiritual writings, he's been a distinguished pope, I think.
We've been speaking with Dr. Francis Oakley, President Emeritus of Williams College and an expert on the papacy, and I hope that we can call on you again when we have a next pope selected.
You'd be most welcome.